Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How's it going, everyone? Today we got a story time of a spoiled kid who robs the school. I know you'll enjoy today's story, so sit back, relax, subscribe if you're new, leave a like in the video to claim your free nothing. With that all being said, let's just jump right into it. So we're going to call the subscriber who submitted this story Bobby. Anyways, right, so, you know, Bobby, he went to school, or he's in school. I think he's in, like, 8th or 9th grade at the moment. And, or at least during the time of the story, and at Bobby's school, there was a kid who we're going to call the spoiled kid. At Bobby's school, there was also something called a computer lab. I know back when I was at school, we had a computer lab, but it's also been a while since I've been in 8th grade, man. But anyways, in Bobby's school, there was a computer lab. Basically, classes would be brought there, and if they needed to use the computer, I know back in the day for me, I would have a word processing classes, meaning like learning how to type and stuff in like 2nd and 3rd grade, and also other classes that might want to use the internet or use something on their computers. And this is like a school that doesn't give out like Chromebooks or whatever, or like help like kids can purchase Chromebooks or something. So if they wanted to use computers for something, they would probably want to go to the computer lab. So yeah, the computer lab was also like, it was home to a lot of expensive computers, man. I think it was like, even if it wasn't like a bunch of MacBooks or something like something bougie like that, computers are not cheap, bro. But yeah, anyways, sure enough, right, one day they go to the computer lab, and the subscriber, Bobby, is in the class with the spoiled kid. So they're in the computer lab, and Bobby doesn't really notice anything that strange. However, he does kind of realize that for some reason the spoiled kid, he's just acting super weird in class today. It's just really weird, you know. So basically their class goes to the computer lab. It's the last class of the day. And I don't know what they're doing. I think they're working on like a PowerPoint project or something. So each kid has their own PowerPoint computer, or is working on their own like project or whatever. And so there's class time allocated. And so while some kids have laptops they could bring in, the teacher also knows that not every kid has a laptop. So to make sure it's fair, they say, okay, all the time we're going to be spending will be in the computer lab. Like, you're not supposed to work on this at home. I mean, in theory, you could. But it was kind of cool of the teacher to kind of level the playing field like that. But anyways, right, so Bobby's just on his computer, and he notices the spoiled kid is just acting really weird. So you might be thinking, okay, Connor, in what ways is the spoiled kid acting really weird? Well, he was just looking mad suspicious. I know that's really not a great way to go, like, what does that even mean? All the stuff like that, yeah. But anyways, right, yeah, so sure enough, the spoiled kid, he was acting suspicious, bro. He was looking back and forth. He was looking all around. He was, like, looking at the computer. He was trying to lift it up and, like, look at all the cords connected to it, which, in retrospect, makes a ton of sense because the spoiled kid literally steals that computer and is about to blame Bobby, by the way. This story is about to get juicy, man. But at the time, it just looked like the kid was, I don't know, had never seen a computer before, even though they'd been to the computer lab at least 5 times already. He was just, like, checking out the wires, checking out, like, the model, the size. Dude was literally getting the dimensions of his backpack and looking at the dimensions of the computer. In retrospect, it's super obvious that the kid was, like, or the spoiled kid was figuring out how to steal it. But at the moment, Bobby was just like, heh. So even at one point, Bobby and the spoiled kid make eye contact. And funny enough, in retrospect, this might have been the moment of, like, downfall for Bobby, because Bobby doesn't think anything of it. He only kind of tells me because he remembers, because, like, afterwards, after everything that's about to go down, which is a pretty shocking turn of events, Bobby just, like, very meticulously, like, thought back of every moment beforehand. So it kind of makes sense in that regard. But anyways, right, it's just kind of weird. Like, Bobby doesn't think that much of it at the time, because you're not going to think that your classmate's about to steal from, like, the computer lab, or you're about to get framed for stealing from the computer lab. You just probably, at the moment, Bobby's probably just thinking, yeah, this kid's just being a little weird, whatever, right? So anyways, class ends, they pack up, and I don't know if you guys, like, notice, like, sometimes kids, some kids, like, if they want to stay behind, or, like, they, for some reason, maybe they want to, like, I don't know, they're waiting for, like, a girl, so they want to, like, pretend to take longer to talk to her. Maybe they want to talk to the teacher, but they want to be discreet about it. What they'll do is, like, you'll, like, rummage around in your backpack for, like, an extra amount of time than you actually need to, and then to make it look like, oh, I'm not waiting, I'm just doing stuff. That's why I'm taking this long. Yeah, so it's, like, kind of weird. The spoiled kid is kind of taking his sweet time or whatever. But honestly, whenever, like, I never think twice when people do this. I just know if I ever want to stay behind for some reason, this is what I do. Anyways, right, so the subscriber, Bobby, goes back home. And so the next day he comes in, and it's a very normal day of school, and nothing really is, like, nothing's really up. However, right, Bobby checks his school email. So Bobby does have a computer. Not every kid does, and they're not really supposed to look at it. But Bobby, during a free period, will kind of go on it or whatever, and they don't really stop him. So there is a school email, and Bobby just kind of, like, logs into it real quick. And he is in a, so there's an email that's been sent out to all the parents and all the students and basically everyone in the community saying that there has been a theft from the computer lab, and that anyone who knows anything about it, you know, contact this email and gives the email of some school administrator. And Bobby's reading this, he's like, oh, dang, like, that's crazy. I was literally just there. Like, I was literally just in that computer lab. To think that, like, someone must have gone in overnight, or maybe even, like, right after we left, like, and went in there and stole it or something. Little did Bobby know that, not someone right after they left, but someone while he was there. Someone literally right the second he left the room, you know, nabbed one of the computers. So one of the biggest shocks, or one of the most interesting twists in this story, is about to happen. So anyways, right, you know, Bobby's just chilling in one of his classes, and that's when the door opens up. So Bobby's kind of sitting in the middle back, whatever you want to call it, and so this, like, one administration person walks into the room and walks straight up to the teacher. So I don't know, this kind of, like, caught Bobby a little bit off guard, because, like, normally, I don't know, the administrators would be a little bit chiller about it. Like, they would be, I don't know, they'd maybe open the door and kind of wave at the teacher. Like, if they needed to speak to them, like, I don't know, they would kind of wave them out. Like, walking up to them with, like, a ton of confidence, I don't know, man, that's, like, low-key kind of bold. So yeah, sure enough, Bobby's like, dang, this might be serious then. And it gets a little bit uncomfortable when, here's the thing, Bobby's just sitting there watching this whole thing go down. And that's when both of them turn their heads, both of them scan the room, and then both of them at the literal exact same time make eye contact with him. They both match eyes, and it's so, like, uncomfortable because Bobby's like, wait a minute, why are they both staring at me? And that's when Bobby's teacher turns her head from staring at Bobby to look at the administrator, who's still staring at Bobby, and then turns back to look at Bobby and points at him. And Bobby's like, oh, okay, maybe this is not a coincidence after all. Yeah, so sure enough, the subscriber Bobby's like, what? Because, like, Bobby, you know, he doesn't get in trouble. Bro, like, never gets in trouble. The last time he got in trouble was, like, the teacher was like, Bobby, like, pay attention. Like, that's the most trouble he gets in. Spacing out in class, messing around with a friend. That's the type of trouble he gets in. The type of trouble where a school administrator has to interrupt class to pull you out of it is like whole new levels of trouble that Bobby honestly just doesn't even touch. He just doesn't even encounter that stuff. So Bobby's like, whoa, okay. This is legit. Something's up. Like, all right, calm down. Let's see what's going on here. And the staff administrator starts walking around towards Bobby. And obviously, everyone is like super paying attention because the lecture literally stopped midway through when the administrator came in and stopped the teacher. So all eyes are on Bobby, and Bobby's like, great. I don't know what I did, but apparently I did something big bad. And now I'm also the center of attention for something that I don't even know what I did. What a great day. Yeah, so anyways, right, the subscriber is like, oh, God. So the teacher is beelining it right for him, or the administrator, not the teacher, sorry. And so the administrator comes up to him and is like, Bobby, last name? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I'm going to need you to come with me. And Bobby's like, what's this about? And she's like, well, we got, you know, pretty credible reports that, you know, you're involved in the computer theft. And Bobby's like, what? And she's like, yeah, well, we just got to talk to you for a little bit. You got to come right now, though. So sure enough, Bobby gets up and he just like looks around at the class, and everyone in the class is looking at him. All eyes are on him. All attention's on him. It's definitely a tough situation. You simply do hate to see it. But Bobby's like, okay. Bobby's like kind of freaking out a little bit. He's definitely sweating a bit. You know, he's feeling a little like, I don't know, man. Like, shoot, what's even going on right now? However, Bobby also knows that he didn't do it. So he's worried, but he's worried because of like, not because he got caught, but because he's like, what if like it looks like I did it, but I didn't do it because I didn't do it. So anyways, Bobby goes with the administrator and they go to the front office. So they get to the front office, and who's sitting there? Well, the principal, some random guy, probably some administrator guy, and also the spoiled kid is sitting there. So Bobby's like, okay, why is this kid here? At first in Bobby's mind, he's thinking, okay, maybe the spoiled kid is the other person they think took it. And maybe they're just going through people who have, you know, Miss Johnson's last period class who were in the computer room. Maybe we both use the same computer that was stolen. A lot of things go through Bobby's mind. So the principal's like, Bobby, can you sit down for a second? Bobby's like, yeah, sure. And the principal's like, look, Bobby, you know, spoil kid over here has told us that you were explaining to him in class how you were planning on stealing, you know, your computer. And Bobby's just like, huh? Like, where did you get that from? Yeah, so this completely comes as a surprise because, remember, Bobby and the spoil kid, they're not boys. Real quick, comment computer if you made it this far into the video. And while you're in the comment section commenting computer, check out the pinned comment, as there's a link to my Spotify page and a link to my Storytime animated page. Please check out both of those and maybe subscribe and follow on Spotify. Anyways, so yeah, remember when I told you earlier in the story that like Bobby and this kid made eye contact randomly in the computer lab and how that might have actually changed like the trajectory of the story forever? Bobby told me over on Instagram, because you can submit these stories to me on Instagram, @ConnorPugs. He told me that, like, this might have been the reason why, you know, he chose Bobby. Like, why did the spoiled kid arbitrarily choose to, like, try and put the blame on Bobby to, like, save himself or whatever? It might have been because Bobby just, like, made eye contact with him, like, straight up. Maybe the spoiled kid knew for a very long time, like, he picked him way before. But, like, part of me actually does believe that the spoiled kid, because of how, like, I don't know how random the rest of this all feels, I do actually believe that the spoiled kid could have very easily just done this last minute or something and been like, I'm gonna make eye contact with, I'm accusing of a serious, like, major felony of, like, stealing something over, like, $400, right? So, yeah, sure enough, Bobby's like, I never had that conversation. What? The principal then says, yeah, and also the spoiled kid said that if he was going to tell anyone that you were going to, like, threaten his family. And Bobby's like, what? Like, where are you getting this from? And Bobby, like, reiterates, I said none of this. Like, I don't speak with the spoiled kid. And so the teacher's like, well, or the principal's like, well, you know, I spoke to your teacher and she does remember you guys were sitting next to each other. And that's when Bobby's like, this son of a bee. Oh, my God. Yeah, so sure enough, the spoiled kid kind of trapped him a little bit. So it's kind of word versus word. And, you know, Bobby's like, look, I didn't do it. And also, you have no proof besides this kid's word. I mean, my word is I didn't do it. So how can you value this kid's word over mine? And they're kind of like, well, we don't totally know why this kid would lie. Like, the reason why you would lie is because, you know, he's accusing you. So, of course, you're going to deny it. Kind of like stupid logic, if I'm being real. Like, there's an incentive to, like, lie about someone else stealing it. Like, if you want to cover yourself up, if you want to cover your own tracks. To be honest, the spoiled kid probably would have been better off just, like, keeping his mouth shut, as, you know, you will see. Because, anyways, a very, very interesting turn of events. Like, there already was a pretty big plot twist in the story when, you know, the teachers came and said, Bobby, you've been accused of, you know, stealing the laptops. And then another big plot twist when the spoiled kid accused Bobby. But the final plot twist that really was the nail in the coffin for the spoiled kid was some random security guard who's been kind of like on the case or whatever. I think he must have discovered like the missing laptops, walks into the room with the spoiled kid's backpack. Yeah, so anyways, right, sure enough, the spoiled kid is sitting there, and when he sees the security guard coming with his, like, backpack or whatever, he literally almost pees his pants, because the security guard comes in and says, hey, like, you know, the spoiled kid left his backpack outside. I wasn't necessarily looking through his backpack, but what I will say is that, you know, he left his backpack open, and there was this computer sticking out, and it kind of looked like the computer that, you know, was missing from the computer lab. So, you know, I looked at it a little bit closer, and then I had probable evidence to go through his bag, and sure enough, here it is. And in his other hand, the security guard now shows a lot more clearly that there's a computer that definitely fits the description of the computers in the computer lab. So at this point, this spoiled kid, his face, like, goes red. He's like, like, spoiled kid literally starts melting. So yeah, the spoiled kid immediately just starts being like, Bobby must have planted that in my backpack. Like, he definitely did it. And then Bobby looks at the principal and says, okay, here's the situation right now. So what probably happened was this kid stole the laptop and he decided to make sure that you guys didn't realize it was him to blame someone else. I happened to be sitting next to him, so there was probable cause, right? Now, think about this. I said that I didn't do it, and I said this kid was lying. A second ago, you had evidence, like, you didn't have evidence in either direction besides he said, she said. Now, we find the laptop in his bag. And the principal's like, yeah, you know, this really does change the case. Like, Bobby, we might need to talk to you a little bit more, but you're basically free to go. And the spoiled kid's like, no, Bobby did it. There's proof. And, like, the principal looks at him, because, like, when you say there's proof, normally you follow it up with proof. And the principal's like, yes. The spoiled kid's like, he did it.